Luke 17 and 11. And the Bible reads like this. And it came to pass, as he went, Jesus went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9?
Yes.
There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise and go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole.
All right.
Under the Levitical law, according to the law of Moses, they had leper camps, and you wasn't able to stay in your own home, to be around your wife, your children, any of your loved ones. You had to go into a leper's camp way away, far away from the village, because leprosy was a disease that was very contagious. And if you got leprosy in your skin or in your hand, somewhere on your body, it could be on your face, it would start out with a discoloration of your skin. Your skin would begin to turn white.
Yes.
And then it would, after a while, it would turn flaky. Your skin would turn flaky. It would itch, and you would scratch, and it would burn. And after these spots came onto your body, wherever they were, they could be on your face, your neck, it could be on your earlobes, your nose, your fingers, or your toes. Leprosy was a deadly disease. And after it had turned, the scales had turned white and your skin had turned white. After a while, it would become blood red, where you would dig at it and blood would run out of it.
Yes.
Oh God, what a mess. And then after that, it began to eat. It would get inside of you and it would just eat away at your flesh and eat away at your skin. And it would just eat until you would lose the tips of your fingers. And then it would eat away till you would lose you. All you had was like nubs on your hands. Your earlobes would eat off because of the leprosy. Your toes, your nose, the end of your nose. It was a horrible disease that you was trained. You was just a horrible shape. You was a misery. You was a mess. It just transformed your whole body. Yeah. And nobody in their right mind would want to die of that leprosy.
That's right.
Nobody. They had the thought within their heart, I don't know, if I don't get help with this leprosy, I know I'll go to a leper's grave.
Mom. Yes.
But they heard about Jesus coming, and these 10 lepers, only one of them was a Gentile, was a Samaritan.
Yeah.
And out of all of the other 9 were Jews.
Come on.
And when they heard that Jesus was passing by, they knew that their help, their healing, their deliverance was in Jesus. And if I can get his attention, and if I can cry out to him and ask him for mercy, I won't have to die a leper and be buried into the ground and leave my wife and my little children. Can I tell you here today that leprosy is a type of sin? It starts off little in your life, but oh, in the end result, it eats away. away your very life. It transfigures you. It mars you. And it scars you. Hallelujah. They begin. Can you imagine looking at them? What a mess that they were in. But they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, oh Lord, have mercy upon us. And what was it Jesus said? He said to all 10 of them, he said, go show yourselves unto the priest. That was an act of faith, because when that disease began to let up on you and you begin to feel better and your skin began to get clear, you would go show yourselves to the priest, and the priest would pronounce you clean and say, you don't have leprosy anymore. You can go back home. You can go back to your wife and your children. You can go back to your family. I pronounce you clean. Hallelujah. How many knows that Jesus is our high priest? And if I could call on him, hallelujah, and say, Lord, help me, oh God. I'm telling you, you would be surprised at the things that eat on God's people. If it ain't in your body, it's in your mind. And if it ain't in your mind, people have spiritual battles. Things eat on them. But if I can get to my priest, hallelujah, let him pronounce me clean, I believe I can be healed. I believe I can be restored. I believe I can be made whole. I raise him on the hand and praise him in the house.
Come on.
Thank you.
If this wasn't an act of faith, they wasn't healed yet.
Right. Come on.
They took him at his word.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Woo! They could have said, they could have took two or three steps and said, nothing's happened to me.
That's right.
They could have walked 50 yards. They could have walked 100 yards and said, it ain't doing me any good. I'll never get any better. Oh, Lord, did you know in this story right here, to make it to the temple and to see the high priest, it was 40 miles away. Don't you tell me that they was not desperate to be pronounced clean. Can you imagine, Brother George, if you and I was in that group and in that tent, I would say, buddy, don't you want to live? And George would say, yeah, I got a family back home, and I'd sure like to be healed. I'd like to be restored. And me and Brother George are going down through there. Praise be to the Lord. I don't know how far they got, but it was an act of faith, Brother Jason, because they went. I said they went on that 40 mile. A journey to the temple. I don't care how far I have to go. I got a determination to make it to Jesus. I raise it on a hand. I believe I'll be all right. I believe I'll be made whole. If I got a Messiah, it's real. I said this Holy Ghost and power's real. Hallelujah. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a healer.
That's right.
Woo! Lord, praise the Lord. Yes.
Have your way, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
I don't know how far they got, but they had a determination.
Yes.
Thank you.
We want things. I did not have any of this when I got up here.
God bless him, Lord. Come on, brother.
Y'all see my notes. This ain't in my notes. I thought, well, I'll just read this.
Come on, brother.
I think I'll just read this scripture. Shoot. Hallelujah.
Come on.
But you'd be surprised at the people. Listen to me close now. People's got needs.
Right.
Come on.
There ain't anybody in this building here today that ain't got a need.
That's right.
Right.
One way or the other.
Right.
Yes.
If it ain't financial, it's mental, it's spiritual,
right.
It's physical.
That's right.
There ain't a person in the midst today listening.
Amen.
That you ain't got a need.
Right.
But I tell you what, if you don't see it immediately and your help don't come immediately, how many people get discouraged and let up and say, what's the use?
Come on.
You're right.
Hey, Lord. Oh, Lord, come on. 40 miles away. I'm a mile down the road. I just don't feel like going any farther. My Lord, then ain't nothing changed in my life. I feel the Lord right here. I've been telling you they launched out on Jesus' word. Let me tell you something. When you act on His word, when you obey Him, raise your little hand. When I put faith in my Jesus, when I put my faith in God, God don't fail. He does not fail. I said, the Lord won't fail. How far will you go? How, hallelujah, how much of a determination do you have to go all the way? I want the Lord to touch me. I want Him to cleanse me. I want Him to make me whole. I got needs in my life. Hey, Lord, am I going if I have to go all 40 miles? I'm going to praise Him, church. I ain't about to quit. I came this far by faith and determination, and I'm going to make it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm going back.
Hallelujah.
And one of them.
Praise your mighty God.
Stand up here with me.
Praise your mighty God.
Come here. Now, imagine that there's eight more of us here. And we're just walking around.
Thank you, Jesus.
And as they went.
As they went.
They were cleansed. Hey, brother, we've been in that camp for a long time, ain't we? We've been away from our families. We've been separated for all these months. It looked like you and I was going to die, didn't it? It looked like all hope was gone, wasn't it? Hallelujah to the Lord. I'm telling you, look. I look at my hands. Hey, Lord, it's gone, brother. It's gone. Hey, Lord, it's gone. Out of my hand. Hey, Lord, raise your hand and praise Him. The leprosy's gone. I'm cleansed. And look at my skin. I tell you, I'm back to normal. Hey, Lord, I praise you.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, horrible.
Hey, 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 hallelujah. Listen, this is where the church is today. In this hour, when that one saw that he was cleansed and he was a Samaritan, hallelujah, he returned back to Jesus and he fell down at his feet and he fell on his face and he began to glorify God. I say, I praise you. I thank you, Jesus, for saving me and for cleansing me. Hallelujah, and healing me.
Praise be to God.
My message today is, where's the other nine? After all that God's done, and after all that God's given, and after all that He's already brought you through, and He's touched you many times, and He's healed you, and He raised you back up, where's the other nine?
Hallelujah. Come on.
Where's the other nine?
Where's the other nine?
Bless Him, Lord.
Sister Messi asked me yesterday, she said, what are you teaching on? I said, you are God's testimony.
Glory be to God.
You are God's testimony.
Glory be to God.
You know how you make this thing richer to you and more alive to you?
Brother.
Is you got to tell it.
Amen.
Come on. Brother Jason can't tell you the very same thing that I can tell you right here. That if we'll come in one mind and one accord and be glad in our salvation and willing to worship the Lord with one mouth and one heart and one accord, it's hard telling what the Lord will do in our midst. I came to praise Him. I came to worship Him in the spirit and in the truth. Well, glory, He's been good to me. I feel the Lord in the house. How many has had Jesus to touch you? Hallelujah, to heal you and to lift you up when you were down and to save your wretched soul. How many people in the house, you know that you're saved. I know Jesus lives in my heart. Well, praise the Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, this thing's real. Where are the nine? Where are the others? Where is the worship? Where is the praise for all that He's done? God. He is worthy. I believe I'll return. I believe I'll go back and say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Holy God, have your way, Lord.
You are God's testimony.
Yes.
You are His testimony. Listen.
Blessed be.
What is a testimony?
It
means to be a witness for Jesus that you are a real, true, blue, born-again child of God.
Thank
Christian.
Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God.
I got the witness in myself.
Come on now.
Mom and Daddy didn't tell me that I had it.
That's right.
It didn't take Mama grabbing me and saying, "You got it, son." I was there when it happened, and I know that I know there was a transformation took place in my heart and in my life. I ain't the same Tommy Romans that I used to be. I look completely different. Thank you, Lord, forever. How many could say He made a change in me? Brother Tommy, He made a change in me.
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes.
I don't know how far I'll get this, but oh, precious God. 1 Timothy 4:11. Now, we're going to have to be a testimony for Jesus, so I want you to stay with me for a little while here.
Yeah.
1 Timothy 4:11. Paul wrote this letter to Timothy, his son in the faith. Paul said, "My son Timothy, these things..." Now, you're a preacher. You're a minister for Jesus. "These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example..."
Yes.
"...of the believers..." How am I going to do it, Paul? How am I going to do it, Lord? "Be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." People's going to have to see those elements in our life.
Man.
People's going to have to see Jesus in us.
That's right.
We need the nature of God in us.
Right.
Oh, Lord. We need those characteristics. I want you to do it, Timothy. Do it, son. Be an example that when people see you coming, they'll say, "There's a real Christian. He's Christ-like. He loves the Lord. And he loves others. And he cares about everybody. The love of Jesus is in his heart." His words. Hallelujah. Paul told Timothy, "Be an example of God and Christ in the Word, in the Bible, in the doctrine, in your conversation. When you talk, let others know that you're different."
Praise be to God. Amen.
Yes. Oh, yes, Lord.
Let them know. I've told this before. Shuffy, I don't have to be around a person probably 10 or 15 minutes, and I'll know what's in their heart.
Right. Amen.
You don't talk the language of the world.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Come on.
Your attitude is completely different. Your heart's been changed.
Yes.
You took off the old man, which is corrupt according to its deceitful lust, and you put on the new man, which is made after Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The old man died when Jesus forgave you your sin, and the heart you have now is completely different. It's washed, it's cleansed, you're born again inside.
Come on,
praise be to the Lord. I don't laugh at the old dirty jokes anymore. My mouth, I said, the Lord cleaned up my mouth a long time ago. Hallelujah. What is today? 25 more days, I'll be saved 49 years. 49 years. And can I tell you, I got a good dose for I dozed when I was down on my knees. Had an order of prayer, and the Lord did something in my heart. There's just something about the Spirit of God when He comes inside of you. The old tongue changes. Your talk changes. Your way of thinking changes. Your directions change. Hallelujah. Your clothes even change. Your attitude even changes. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, you don't throw fits anymore. You don't have a high temper. You don't throw out old nasty words and cuss anymore, because Jesus and the nature of God has come inside of your heart, and you know that there's something on the inside of you raising our hand. I'm not the same man I used to be since my Jesus came in. I'm telling you, I changed wardrobes. Is that the right word? I went in my closet. Hallelujah. And I got a new set of clothes. I'm telling you, I look like a Christian now. I don't go out half dressed. I tell you, I don't go out and wear my shorts anymore. No, sir. I don't lay on the beach in the sand and show my nakedness because the Holy Ghost, I will not let me do that. He's holy. He's a holy dove of heaven. He'll make you dress right. Hey, God, I love a higher. I raise it on a head. I'm telling you, we are to show forth the image of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Come on. Glory to God.
Preaching good.
Oh, yes.
Have your way, Lord.
Come on.
God bless.
I wish I'd go back about 30 years. Can I borrow your lungs, Brother Jason? I'm happy and I know it's amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus knows I love teaching for Him.
Yes, definitely.
And we need, come on, we need to be an example for the Lord more than ever.
Amen.
That when we go out in that world, we go in Walmart or we go on our jobs, they'll say that person's got it. I'd like to have what they got. There's a peace about them. There's a hope about them. They're different. It seems like they're heavenly minded.
Yes.
They're thinking about heaven.
Yes.
It'll bring conviction, my friend, when we got it down in our own life.
Amen.
Ooh, Lord.
Come on. Help me. Yes.
Be an example, son. The great apostle Paul, Brother Earl, he wrote a letter to Titus, Titus 2:10. Titus, show all good fidelity, that you may adorn the gospel, the doctrine of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Right. Come on.
Show all good fidelity, Titus.
Come on.
Fidelity means you're faithful. You're committed.
Amen.
In your love for Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, hallelujah.
This old world, you won't let it pull you into its mold.
Right.
Huh. No, you don't go their way. You don't want to go their way. You don't want to live like them.
That's right.
Come on. Amen.
He said, show all good fidelity that you may adorn the gospel. It'll make it shine that others will want it.
Yeah.
To adorn means to make beautiful, to make attractive, to make something stand out, and to make it desired.
Thank you, Lord.
I came to church. Hallelujah. One song says, when you see me coming, I got Him on my mind. I got Jesus on my mind. I'm telling you, I left home with Him. Hallelujah, Sister Stacy. I left and got in my car. Hallelujah. And I came to the house of the Lord saying, I'm ready to worship. And I come to praise you, Jesus. I come to be a living, walking, talking. A testimony. I raise them little hands. I want to be a testimony. Hallelujah. And an example for Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank
Come
you,
on.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless Him, Lord.
Woo! I want what He's got. I want what she she's got. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I said the joy of the Lord. Hey, it's full of joy. I close my eyes. I'm telling you this day. I'm going to put a spring in your heel. Can I have it? Can I have it? Brother Tommy, I want it. I want the fullness of God. I want it from the glory world. I want the good Holy Ghost. I want the Spirit of the Lord. Hey!
Yes!
Have your way.
Jesus. I want more.
Praise
yes.
Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Have your way.
Jesus. Jesus.
Bless him in the name of the Lord.
Kevin.
Oh.
Did you see things when you was being raised in church that just made something in your soul long? It longed and you wanted it and you desired it. Did you see it, Brother George? Did you feel the need? Hallelujah. Did it make you hungry and say, I want it too?
Lord, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Glory, glory, glory.
Oh, Father, love you.
Hey, I'm looking for revival.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Man, oh man, I'm looking for revival.
God have your way.
Can anybody say amen with me?
Amen. Oh, yes.
Paul so wrote and told Timothy in 1 Timothy 6 and 11, but thou, O man of God, follow after righteousness. After it.
After.
Follow after godliness. Follow after faith. Follow after love, patience, and meekness.
Blessing, Lord.
Go after it. You can have it.
Blessing, Lord.
I feel the Lord right here.
Have your way, Lord.
Come on. Obey the Lord. Help me.
Have your way, Lord. Blessing, Lord.
Thank you.
Lord, I'm not where I want to be yet.
Bless you.
Come on.
Have your way, Lord.
I know.
Lord.
I see my shortcomings, God.
Come on.
I see my need for more of you. Holy, yes, holy,
yes,
holy,
yes,
holy.
Yes,
I'm telling you today,
yes,
you got a hunger and thirst after righteousness. You've got to want it with all of your heart. Hallelujah. Be honest with me, children in this building today. You know that there's more. You're not content of being where you're at because you know that there's more of where this came from. There, Jesus, Apostle Paul said, I have not got there yet. I have not attained. He said, but this one thing I do. He said, forgetting those things that are behind me. He said, I press. I press. I turn the mark on the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I ain't got there yet, but I'm on my way. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty for more of the Lord. I feel the power of His resurrection.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Bless you.
You'll never do anything. You'll never go anywhere. You'll never attain more until you get hungry for it.
Amen.
Right.
It's true.
Have your way, Lord.
Try to get hungry, God.
I gotta have more.
Lord,
I want something to move me.
To the Lamb of God.
Come on.
And the power of God and the power of His Spirit came upon Samson in the camp of Dan. God's hand was upon Samson. Hey, Lord. As he was going on down to Timnath, he said, a lion roared against me. And I took him and I slew him because the power of the Holy Ghost came upon me. I'm telling you, you can get close enough to the Lord that you can shake off, hallelujah, and rebuke the devil and sling him off. Raise him on your head. Hey, Lord, Brother Jason, I'm tired of having the devil to walk all over top of me. I'm tired of listening to the lies of the enemy of my soul telling me that I cannot have it, and that I ain't nothing. I ain't called a Messiah. I'm telling you, I'm a blood-bought child of God. I'm a Christian, and the greater one lives in me. We've been made more than a conqueror.
Yes, yes.
Glory, glory, glory.
Sling her off, son.
Come on, brother
John. Thanks.
Sling it off.
Thank you.
These mind battles ain't nothing but the enemy and the devil. That's a word against your soul.
Yes.
Hey, Lord.
Yes.
He loves me with an everlasting love.
Right.
I know that he's got more. You can roar against me, devil. Hallelujah, like a roaring lion. But Jesus pulled your teeth at Calvary. And can I tell you, when they put the Son of God in a tomb and sealed it with a 4,000-pound stone and set guards on it and Roman centurions, hallelujah, to say keep the man in the grave. I'm telling you, you cannot keep a blood-bought child of God down. Hey, Lord. If I got Jesus in my heart, you can't keep me in the ground. I refuse when I go down. I'm a coming out. I raise your hand. I'm a coming out of here. I'm the cause, Jesus. I took the keys of death and hell away from the devil.
Lord, yes, in the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Come on, baby. Obey the Lord.
Glory to God.
Come on.
And pray.
Yes.
Shut things off. You cannot have the voices of this world.
Glory to God.
It's entertainment.
Come on,
brother.
Obey the Lord.
Have the anointing and the power of God.
Bless him, Lord.
Come on, that's right.
Come on. I like my cell phone. I can look up things. I like my computer. I can look up things I need to know. I can see news clips. But I'm telling you, we're living in a world right now that everybody's connected to everything except Him.
That's right. Amen.
And we wonder, where in the world is the power? How come I don't shout anymore? How come my songs ain't anointed anymore? How come I can't feel this in my hand? Hallelujah, Brother Shuffy. I went up there and I talked to your dad or your father-in-law. Hallelujah, and April's mom. I went up there. I tell you, we had church, didn't we? My Lord, I began to sing, Mary, and I began to sing. And the Holy Ghost came in that room. And your father-in-law, a tear run right down the side of his face. I said, this thing's real, Pete. Hallelujah, this thing, it's Jesus. That's what you're feeling. And Brother George, I felt that anointing in that left hand. I looked at Mary, I said, I feel the Holy Ghost in this left hand. I'm telling you, He will witness to you if you'll take time to be holy, and if you'll fast and pray and shut the world, shut its voices out, shut its images out, shut down the world's music, and shut down the entertainment and the amusements of this world. I want to be connected to God. I want to be connected to the holy things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. There's something wrong when we come to the house of the Lord and it takes 30 to 45 minutes to prime us and to get us ready and to get us spiritual minded when we've been filled with the world all day long. Hey, Lord, I'm a preacher here today, and I know what God's laid on my heart. There's higher heights in the Lord. There's freedom, and there's victory. Hey, Lord, in the Holy Ghost, my Lord, give Him a praise in the house.
Yes, be to God.
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, I'm trying to help you. You know down deep in your heart that I love you. Everybody in this building, from my pastor on down, knows that I love you all with all of my heart. Hallelujah. And I want to see you rejoicing. And I want to see you with victory in your soul. I want to see you that you can't even contain it. And that you're raised to your feet and say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah to God. I worship you, Lord, in the spirit and in the truth. I got something in here.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Come on. Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the
Lord.
Come on.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell you what,
I feel
like pulling.
Come on, bro.
You ain't scared of me, are you?
Come on, bro.
I'm teasing. I want it, Lord.
Yes.
Bless him, Lord. Come on,
hold down the stronghold. Praise the Lord.
You'd be surprised. Paul said the weapons, the spiritual weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not fought with flesh and blood.
That's right.
You can't whip the devil with a ball bat or a knife or an AK-47.
No, you can't.
Jesus.
God bless you.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down the strongholds.
Yes.
There's things that the enemy will use to build up a stronghold around you. He builds it around you. He builds it around your mind. And he takes you captive by that stronghold. What is it that holds us? What is it that captivates our minds? What is it that holds us like we're under a spell? What is it that it seems like you're mesmerized by things in this world and you can't break through? I'm telling you, the key today is fasting and prayer and sinking your eyes and your heart in the Word of God and get it down in here. You'll be able to reach up and pull down that stronghold. Raise your hand. Pull down that stronghold. Hallelujah. That thing's a holding me strong. It's a keeping me from victory. I reach up there and pull it down. Pull down the fears and the worries and the cares and the ugly. Pull down the temptations and the trials. Casting down the imaginations. Woo! Down. They things build up around you. You've got to get over it.
Yeah.
Put them down, casting down the imaginations, and bringing every thought captivity into the captivity of Christ. Bring it into the obedience of Christ. Say, mind, I've let you run like a wild stallion. I've let you visit this one, visit that one. I've let you watch this and listen to that. I've kept you so occupied. Now you come back here and you be subject unto God and unto the higher things. Hallelujah. If you be risen with Christ, set your affection on things above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Come back here, mind. You don't belong to the devil. I feel the Lord in the house. You don't belong to the world. Oh, my God. I threw out the world a long time ago. It's fads. It's styles. Hallelujah. Cast it out.
Cast it out.
Pull it down.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
We'll either have revival in this last day or we'll die.
Yes.
Right.
That's right.
Come on.
God, give us revival.
Come on, obey the Lord.
Be surprised. People just barely holding on by a thread.
Right.
And I'm here, and God knows I'm here, and I'm not trying to make you mad.
Glory to God.
But you're going to need more than what you got.
Bless him, Lord.
You're going to have to sell out.
Sell out your way, Lord. Come on, bro.
You're going to have to get rid of things that's captivating you.
Mm-hmm.
Making you carnal,
mm-hmm.
Making you subject to the worldly things and the worldly attitudes. You're just gonna have to break it.
Gonna have to break it.
Come on. Come on. Feel the Lord. I'm gonna start praying today. More pray and get a hold of the Lord and fast and pray and spend time with God in His Word till I feel those things are breaking in.
Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God.
Till I feel it lifting, lifting, lifting.
Man.
If you'll do this this coming week and next Sunday when you come in here, you will see and feel a difference in your life.
Yes. You're right, bro.
Yeah, I can't do this, man.
Jesus be to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Brother Jason, I want you, everybody in the house, stand right here.
Thank you, Lord.
Stand, please.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Lord, touch it.
Oh, God.
Lord, my God.
Oh, God.
Bless you,
oh, my Savior.
Praise
I thank God. I thank God for you all here today. I thank for the progress that you've already made.
Thank God for that.
I thank you that you're already here. I appreciate it that you're already here. And you've got Jesus. But how many could be honest with me, Brother Tommy? I have let things just occupy me and just pull me away and just zap the victory out of me. Brother Tommy, I need help. I'm not where I used to be, and I need to get back to God. I'm asking, I'm opening up this altar right here, opening up these seats right here, and I ask you, come on, were there not 10 cleansed? Come on, Brother Jason, I'm telling you, I never want to forget. Brother Kevin, I never want to forget what God did for me. Sister Stacy, how far down did He reach? Way below the bottom. He brought me out of a horrible pit, Sister Maria. He brought me out of the miry clay. I tell you, there's people right under the sound of my voice. I tell you, you thought it was the end, but the Lord rescued you. Where are the nine? Where's the other nine? Hallelujah. How many wants to say, I'm coming back to Jesus and I'm going to praise Him? I don't want to never forget, hallelujah, His salvation. Holy. Come on, you know how far the Lord's already brought you. You ain't what you used to be, but you ain't where you want to be yet. Come on, come on. You've let the devil rule your mind long enough. Come on, is there anything else in your life that you need to surrender? Is there anything else in your life that you need to lay aside? Anything else in your life that you need to get rid of or put under subjection? Is there anything, anything, anything? Change me, Lord. Change me, change me. Go ahead and say it.
Jesus.